This is Akashvani, the news read by Aparajita Nair. India and Thailand signed 6 agreements for cooperation in various fields, including IT, maritime, MSME, handicraft and handloom sectors. The agreements were exchanged following bilateral talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Thai counterpart Pen Tongtang Shinwatra at Bangkok. Both sides reviewed the progress of the entire gamut of bilateral relations and discussed ways to add greater momentum to the India-Thailand bilateral partnership and exchanged views on regional and multilateral issues. Prime Minister Modi received ceremonial guard of honour. In his joint statement following the bilateral talks, Prime Minister Modi had said that Thailand has a special place in India's Act East policy and Indo-Pacific vision. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the 6th BIMSTEC Summit in Bangkok, Thailand today. The theme of the BIMSTEC Summit is BIMSTEC, Prosperous, Resilient and Open. The Bangkok Vision 2030 will be adopted at the summit and the report of the BIMSTEC Eminent Persons Group will also be endorsed to chart the future direction of BIMSTEC. The Rajya Sabha is holding discussion on the Waqf Amendment Bill 2025. The bill aims to streamline the management of Waqf properties with provisions to safeguard heritage sites and promote social welfare. The legislation also aims to improve governance by enhancing transparency in property management, streamlining coordination between Waqf boards and local authorities and protecting stakeholders' rights. Now, we go over live to the Parliament where discussion is underway.
To ask the people of the Munambam was, what was the yesterday their slogan? We will send, we will throw the resolution of the assembly into Arabian Sea. What was the Kerala assemblies, that resolution, they were against this Munambam people.
Moving the bill, Minority Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said that the bill has been brought after a detailed consultation with the stakeholders as well as in the Joint Parliamentary Committee. He urged the opposition parties to support this bill. Rejecting the opposition's allegations, he said, only Muslim can get the benefit of Waqf and it is not correct that any non-Muslim will interfere in the management of Waqf properties.
हम चाहते हैं कि सबको डिसीजन मेकिंग का बॉडी में जगह मिलना चाहिए इसलिए सबको एम्पावरमेंट कर रहे हैं एफिशिएंसी को हम इंक्रीज करने के लिए टेक्नोलॉजी का इस्तेमाल करने का भरपूर इसमें प्रावधान किया गया है अब सेंट्रलाइज डेटाबेस होगा डिजिटल पोर्टल होगा जो सारा स्टेट बोर्ड के साथ में लिंक होगा लाइव होगा वर्क प्रॉपर्टी का कंटिन्यूअसली रजिस्ट्रेशन ट्रैकिंग कंप्लायंस पूरा व्यवस्था करके हमने एफिशिएंसी को टारगेट दिया है
द लोकसभा हैज ऑलरेडी पास्ड द बिल Parliament has passed the Protection of Interests in Aircraft Objects Bill 2025 with the Lok Sabha approving it. Rajya Sabha has already passed the bill. The bill seeks to provide for protection of interests in aircraft objects and to implement the Convention on International Interests in Mobile Equipment and the Protocol to the Convention on International Interests in Mobile Equipment on matters specific to aircraft equipment. Raksha Mantri Rajnath Singh flagged off joint expeditions by Indian and Nepal armies to Mount Everest and Mount Kanchenjunga from South Block in New Delhi. Major General Dhruba Prakash Shah, DGMT, Nepali Army also participated in the flag-off ceremony. The Indian Army's Mount Everest expedition, comprising 34 climbers, will follow the traditional South Colonel route and will be led by Lieutenant Colonel Manoj Joshi. The joint Indo-Nepal expedition, which aims to scale Mount Kanchenjunga, will feature 12 mountaineers from the Indian Army and 6 from the Nepali Army. India is carefully examining the implications of reciprocal tariffs imposed by the US. The Ministry of Commerce and Industry in a statement said that it is engaging with all stakeholders, including Indian industry and exporters, taking feedback of their assessment of the tariffs and assessing the new development in the U.S. trade policy. The U.S. President Donald Trump issued an executive order on reciprocal tariffs, imposing additional ad valorem duties ranging from 10% to 50% on imports from all trading partners. In IPL cricket, Kolkata Knight Riders defeated Sunrisers Hyderabad by 80 runs at Eden Gardens. And that is the end of this news bulletin.